Radio 1 podcast. Radio 1 podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
And now it's time for Pointless Survey of the Day. You know, you see these pointless surveys everywhere. You see them in the papers every morning on your way to work. You see them online. You hear them on the news sometimes. Would you like to hear some of this week's most pointless surveys?
Yes.
Okay. People born under star sign Cancer are most likely to have an affair. What star sign are you?
Libra.
Oh, no, you're right down the list. You're only 8.27%.
So is that saying that only cancer people have affairs with cancer people then?
Maybe,
if they're both most likely Aries.
I'm next. Aries.
Oh, are you?
Aries 9.53. That's ridiculous. I've never had an affair in my life.
Are you a fire? Is that fire?
It's the ram.
You have had an affair.
No, I haven't. Anyway.
Are you a ram?
Pardon?
I am a ram.
I'm not a typical Aries. That's what Mum says.
He has had an affair.
Shut up.
She tells me I'm not a typical Libra.
Well, my mum? Mm. Oh. How long do you think...
What?
How long do you think the average encounter is?
What, with your mum?
No, not my mum. Leave my mum out of it. Move on from my mum. How long is the average... Have a guess.
2 minutes.
Well, according to Psychology Today, it's 3 to 10 minutes.
Is it?
Yeah. And 50% of people can't recall the first and last name of every person with whom they... That's quite normal, isn't it?
Yeah. 3 to 10 minutes?
Yeah, I know.
I need a Lucozade to get through that.
Do you have Lucozade by the bed?
What, to pep me up before I start?
Yeah. Mm. That energy one.
Yeah, did you?
Good though, aren't
they? Yeah.
Another pointless survey.
And a banana. For okay. Energy. For energy.
Oh, no.
Whoa.
Oh, man. Right, here's our next pointless survey. Hannah Montana's star's two dogs are most eligible pets. Now, when I first read that, I read it quite quickly. I thought it said edible pets. Hannah Montana star Miley Cyrus's pets, Rhodey and Loco, have been named top dogs by Animal Fair magazine. Rhodey, a Yorkie, and Loco, a Shih Tzu, clawed their way to the top of the magazine's most eligible pets list. Readers' votes were announced Tuesday, and the list appears in the magazine's winter issue. Who cares? Coming up, our very own pointless survey of the day. Today's question, where we go out onto the streets and find out the real answers from Great Britain. If you were stuck on a desert island with no food, who would you eat?
Scott Mills.
This is Radio 1. Radio 1 podcast.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
This has been sent to me by confirmed cat lover Georgina Bowman. You know, the one that reads the news.
What's she doing now?
Right. I think this might be how she met her husband. Okay?
Okay.
Just send it to me, a link to a website earlier on today. Now, on first look, when you first glance at it, it looks like a dating website for cats. That would be better than what it actually is, I think. It's a dating website, not to hook you up with a cat, because that would be wrong.
Yeah.
And probably illegal, I think.
Very much so.
Glass of wine? Ew. No, wrong. It allows you, if you are a cat lover yourself, to be introduced to other cat lovers who really match your personality.
Oh, no, that isn't their tagline, is it?
Yeah. Look. Where cat lovers greet and meet. And look, there's a happy couple there, a little picture of them.
Stroking
their cats. Mm. Isn't that special? Look, look at them there. They're in love. And the in love with a cat, no. They are... She's in love with a cat, wasn't it?
She's... Yeah. God, that's a big old cat as well. God, she must be strong to hold that up.
Bigger than her face. No, but look at them. They are in love, and the way they met is through their mutual love of little pussies.
I thought we were going to get through the whole of that link without doing that.
Look at that. It's cute, though. Aww.
They've all only got one cat between them. So one of them's obviously...
You can get on this website, you can get the latest news on cats, you can get photos of cats, there's forums, and you can contact new feline friends. That's great.
I've got it. Why don't you get a cat, find love, and get rid of your mice all in one fell swoop?
Brilliant.
What, so I get a girlfriend, get rid of my mice, get
yeah.
a cat?
Yeah.
Good. Company as well, isn't it? Yeah. That's nice. Now, I'd like to know if anyone has actually done this. Any of our listeners listening now, have they found love through this cat dating website? Because I would like to, I'd just like to hear all about it. I really would. Yeah, and are cats the only thing that you talk about? Because obviously that's what brought you together in the first place.
BBC Radio 1 podcast.
Okay, time for Pointless Survey of the Day on Radio 1. Our pointless question is, if you were stuck on a desert island, which celebrity would you eat in order to stay alive? Right, so we asked a lady first.
I would eat Orlando Bloom, because he's fit as...
So... Okay, so she would eat him because he is fit, all right? And then we found this, as we continue to ask people on the streets of Great Britain, this became a bit of a theme, because girls can't actually tell the difference between fancying somebody and wanting to eat them.
Are they struggling between fit and fat?
Well, it's just like, oh, he's fit. Yes, I'd eat him. See, if I had a girlfriend, I would worry. Luckily, I don't at the moment. But I would. Listen to this.
I was standing on a desert island and I really had to eat somebody. I think it would be David Beckham. Because he's fit.
Right. She would actually devour David Beckham. Listen.
I'd eat him, yeah.
She would actually eat him. She's not getting confused with fancy him. She wants to actually eat him whole.
I'd eat him, yeah. Yeah.
Here's another one.
I think I'd have Brad Pitt. Yeah, I'll chew on him, yeah. Oh, my God.
Right, so this is supposed to be some kind of lightweight, you know, pointless survey. It's got a bit dark. I would chew on him.
I think I'd have Brad Pitt. Yeah, I'll chew on him, yeah. Right. Oh, my God.
Another one.
I think Johnny Depp. It has to be someone nice, isn't it, that you could actually taste and sort the meat. It's more about the pleasure.
Right, so they want to eat the people they fancy.
What was that last little comment?
Pleasure.
I think Johnny Depp. It has to be someone nice, isn't it, that you could actually taste and sort the meat. It's more about the pleasure.
It's not about the meat, it's about the pleasure.
Right, if you have a
remember that one.
If you have a girlfriend at the moment, she would have absolutely no qualms at all about eating you. And again.
Justin Timberlake, probably.
Right, okay. She really wants to eat Justin Timberlake because she fancies him. But she has really thought about this.
Justin Timberlake, probably.
How would you kill him?
Would I have string?
Would I have string? Now, in her head, because she's a girl...
That's interesting.
Right? In her head, she has worked out how to kill and eat Justin Timberlake with some string. This is how girls' minds work. They're weird. Now, boys are much more straightforward, okay? Remember, yeah. If you're stuck on a desert island, which celebrity would you eat in order to stay alive? Pointless survey of the day.
Amy Winehouse.
She don't look like she's got much meat on her, though. Why Amy Winehouse?
True, I don't know.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. The boys are just a bit stupid.
Idiot.
I'd eat Jordan, the model, because it's more meat. I'm thinking logically. So she'd be like, this. No, don't eat me. And I'd be like, yeah, I'm coming. That's pretty much how I'd go.
Right. And he's the future of our country. He thinks Jordan has got meat. They're not real. Here's another.
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
Here's another intelligent bloke.
I'd eat Steven Gerrard because you might get some talent off him.
Well, now see, I don't think it works like that.
Hope that by eating him, that his football ability would then go into him, and then he'd be a world class footballer.
How was your time on the desert island? Oh, he seems to have got really good at football. How did that happen? Still, that Steven Gerrard's still missing. Don't know what you're talking about. Right, here's a good one. Back to the girls.
Matt Lucas. Because not only is he funny, there's also enough flesh to eat when he dies.
Right, yeah, Matt Lucas, fair enough. Yeah, he's a funny bloke.
She's
however,
thinking logically.
Yeah, she is. But probably wouldn't have such a good sense of humour if she was about to kill you. He wouldn't do, I want that one. If a woman's about to, like, kill you and then eat you... He wouldn't do any of that,
true.
Would he? Oh, that one wouldn't be as funny, would he? And finally, a quiz for you on our pointless survey of the day, okay? You ready?
Yeah.
Here we go.
I would eat Beth Ditto because...
I would eat Beth Ditto because... Finish the sentence.
Because there'd be plenty to go round.
That's your answer?
Yeah.
I would eat Beth Ditto because she looks really nutritious.
Really nutritious?
What?
You do, right? If you look at Beth Ditto, you think nutrition. Right? Another one. Another quiz for you.
I'd eat Chris Moyles.
I'd eat Chris Moyles. Why?
Because he's cuddly.
That's your answer?
I'd eat Chris Moyles because he's a big bundle of fun.
Ooh, that was close.
Well, once again, if you're about to kill him, he probably wouldn't be as funny, love. Okay. And the last one for you. Finish the sentence.
Vanessa Feltz.
Why?
Why Vanessa Feltz?
Because it would be a service to mankind.
No.
Vanessa Feltz.
Why?
Because she is fat.
There we are. And that's that's the Pointless Survey quiz. And our results of today's Pointless Survey. 70% of girls would actually eat someone they fancy, and 100% of blokes are stupid.
I'd eat Steven Gerrard, because you might get some talent off him.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Right, can I just clear this up? There's some people really confused on the text about this website for cat lovers. It's not for cat lovers, it's for lovers of cats.
See, I was just on the loo when you did your last link, and you did ask for people for cat lovers.
It doesn't mean
lovers.
That. No, it's about being platonic with cats and being non-platonic with cat lovers. It's for people who, you know, whose personalities match up through their love of cats. That's what it is. It's a dating website for people that like cats.
Have you had
not for people that like cats.
Right. Have you had a lot of response?
What, people that have been on it? No, not at all, because everyone's still making the obvious jokes. As you, boom. It's nothing like this. Hi there, glass of wine? Glass of wine. Okay, then glass of milk. Yeah? There it is. Seriously, I've lost
it. Are you really pretending to chat up a cat?
I've lost it. It's 5:45 on Radio 1. Unbelievably, this show's on till 7.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Podcast. One. Scott Mills.
Radio 1.
Hello, hope you're alright tonight. It's 5:10. I've got The Feeling coming up. I've got Booty Love. I've got Arctic Monkeys. Right, I've got some great gossip. Do you remember last week on this show, we were calling up the Sun newspaper and trying to give them some hot stories, remember?
Yes.
And they weren't really biting on them, were they?
No, they
were. I think they could smell a hoax.
They were a bit too canny, weren't they?
Right, well, I think I now have an amazing story. I think I've got something that they might actually want over at the Sun. It's a kiss and tell. From one of our listeners. Now, tell me, the Sun aren't going to want a piece of this action.
Okay.
Right. Hi, Julie.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm all right, thanks.
Right, okay, tell me the details.
Well, basically, I was Mark Webster, the darts champion of the world's first snog.
See, that's good, isn't
it? Oh, my God.
He's really famous. Like, he's the world darts champion now.
I know.
Wow, and when was this?
I think it's about when we were 15, something like that.
Okay, and what was the kiss like?
It was great. Yep. I think, can't really remember.
Okay,
right.
Okay, good. See, we are going to need a bit more detail.
I'll say any other details.
If we are going to sell it to the papers.
It was by Denby Castle.
Oh, yeah.
I remember that much.
Okay.
And I think it really put my foot in it, because about 10 minutes after that, I went and snogged one of his mates.
Oh, my God, Julie.
I know.
What are you playing out there?
I know. I've wrecked it, haven't I? I mean,
well,
I could have been a dwag.
Well, no, maybe it's a double kind of story.
Dwag, yeah.
You know what I mean?
What? Well, first kiss and then callously mates dumped him 10
yeah.
minutes later.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. They would love that. Was it a good kiss?
I think it was.
Oh, God, she hasn't got any details.
If it was awful, it would have stuck in my mind, I'm sure.
Yeah, okay. That's very good. Now, do you think they're going to be interested in this story, chappers?
Yeah, I think they might do. Did he hit the bullseye?
With me?
Yeah.
yes, definitely.
Yeah? Right, okay. Double top?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
I'm just writing on this day. That's good. Double top.
Thanks.
Hit the bullseye with Webster. Yeah. World darts champion.
Check out.
Check out.
Stick that down. That's another phrase.
Good. Great. Well, that's brilliant, Julie. What we'll do is we will give them a call and see whether they want it or not.
Great.
I love it that one of our listeners wants to sell a kiss and tell story. That's
good story, though.
All right. Thanks, Julie.
Okay.
BBC Radio 1 podcast.
Good evening.
This is Radio 1.
Radio 1, Scott Mills.
Okay, it's 6:08. Hope you're right tonight. I've got Block Party and Foo Fighters coming up. Now, we were talking about this website earlier, before 5:45, where cat lovers can meet like-minded people for fun, maybe more. Long walks with the cat. Nights in by the fire with a cat. All right, stop all the obvious jokes. They're still coming in to 81199. I've got that joke now. I don't need any more, but thank you.
GSOH.
GSOH and GCH, are they the same thing? No, that's gas central heating, isn't it?
Yeah.
And GCH, a good sense of humour.
For the
right.
Cat.
Yeah. Now, Mrs. X on the phone here, that we're going to speak to now, is interested in this website. Hello, Mrs. X.
Hi.
Hi.
Scott. Hi.
Now, has your cat come between you in previous relationships?
I've got two cats, and I wouldn't say that they've broken up the relationship, but I am mad about them, and when I have boyfriends who don't really appreciate the cats, it sort of annoys me.
Right. How do you know they don't appreciate them?
Because they don't cuddle them, they don't talk to them, they don't pick them up.
Have you had any relationship where the boyfriends really liked the cats?
Yeah, I did.
Right, but recently not.
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe the boyfriends are more interested in you than the cats.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Hmm. Now, can I ask you a few questions that cat people sometimes they do, okay?
Okay.
Do you call your cats your babies?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, that's not good. I was going to say, because that's a surefire sign of someone who's bonkers.
That's a bad start.
Do you have a MySpace page for your cat?
They both had Facebook pages, yeah, but then I got in trouble a little bit with some friends, so I had to delete them.
Trouble how?
Well, because I also have some good friends who hate my cats, and they have a sort of war with the cats, and it all.
But the cats don't actually go on there, do they? They don't type in stuff.
Were other cats in the neighbourhood jealous about your cat's pages?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So yeah. Are your friends slagging off your cats on Facebook?
I have a couple of really good friends who hate my cats, and they think it's funny because they know it annoys me, so they say horrible things, make up lies about the cats. They say that one of my cats is a thief and that she's stolen the personality of a Polish woman living in our area. Yeah.
Right, okay, good. Do you wear a badge with your cat on it?
No, no.
Do you send your cats Christmas cards?
Yeah, they got presents as well,
yeah,
and from
okay.
My parents.
That was my
yeah.
Next question. Do you give them presents?
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you allow them to sleep on your bed?
Of course she does.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. Okay, well, what I could do is maybe I could tell you what the website is, and maybe you can get in touch with people with a similar personality.
Okay.
I'll do that in a minute if you want. Is that
all right?
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you have to put a picture of you or the cat on the
both, surely.
Okay.
You don't want any frauds. You don't want people going on there who haven't got cats.
Yeah.
That would be terrible, wouldn't it? People without cats.
Trying to entrap cat owners.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.